Save big money on your next painting project now at Menards. From your kitchen and bath to doors and trim, and even your ceilings, Dutch Boy has the perfect choice for your painting projects. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a tough paint and primer that provides great scrub resistance and durability. Save big on Dutch Boy paints. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money
at Menards. Richard Hammond has confirmed that the Grand Tour will be continuing.
Oh, yeah.
But with new cast members.
Dun, dun, dun. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Auto Alex podcast. This is now episode 46. We're doing well. Today is a Wednesday. Are you going to upload it today, Rory?
I am going to try.
You're going to try?
Yeah.
You're going to do that for Martin. Martin Franklin.
Yeah. Martin, I'm going to try and get out on Wednesday.
Yeah. You know, he actually messaged me on Instagram last week saying, I know the podcast is a bit late. Don't worry. I understand that you're a new dad. I will let you off.
That's very kind of
you. Yeah. But you have no excuse this week, Rory.
Okay. Well.
So you need to crack on.
Apart from the crack fact the we're recording it late on Wednesday.
Oh, by the way, call me Daddy.
Danny?
There you go.
Podcast 46. That's Mark McCann's number, isn't it?
Yeah.
46.
Does that mean we need to get our teeth whitened?
No, it means we need plastic surgery.
Okay. All right. We are off to a real feisty start.
I'm sorry. I actually really like Mark McCann.
No, he is great. He is great.
Don't take that offensively, Mark. We just abuse each other.
We love the way that on a road trip, you just piss in bottles while driving. Yeah. We love it. That's absolutely fantastic.
He does. Yeah, he's quite old. Bless him.
He is ancient. He is, you know, he's the same age as Tom Lenthal. Shut your mouth, you dirty, filthy mouth. Same age as Tom Lenthal. If you put both of those in a cage... naked, buttered them up.
Oh, stop.
Right. And with that, a massive hello to Aaron listening on the way to the Nürburgring for the first time with Tyler, Cam and Jeff. We've got 10-year-old Max, who is a petrol head in the making. Hello, Max. Thompson driving a Luton van from Bath to Portugal to compete in a Formula student race car. We have got Izzy, Luke and family driving around Scotland. Jamie Curry, who's rebuilding his 350Z drift car. Jack and Holly, who got engaged recently on holiday.
Congratulations.
Oh, this is good as well. Dave on the way to Rome, where he'll be asking his girlfriend to marry him.
He emailed us at...
A podcast at autoalexcars.com.
Delay there. There was a delay.
Delay.
There.
You are delayed.
Maybe I should not edit this today. There we go.
Editing it today. So yeah, hopefully your girlfriend said yes to you. Otherwise, awkward. We've got Molly Johnson, who bought a 1989 VW Golf Clipper that immediately broke down.
I really like Golf Clippers. Yeah. I think they're really cool.
So she sent an email at...
podcast at autoalexcars.com.
Oh, that was slow.
Yeah, he's a little bit slow, isn't he? So she sent an email in and it was like, oh, I'm going to buy this car. And then like immediately after, it was a shot of that red Golf Clipper on the back of a pickup truck.
I bet it still looked good though.
It did look very good. Yeah. We've also got Peter Lewis on the train on his way to pick up a Category N 98,000 mile Lotus Elise that he bought sight unseen in an eBay auction while drunk in Naples.
That's quite cool.
You can make it up. It's very specific as well, isn't it?
A Lotus Elise.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Cat N, while pissed in Naples. Yeah.
I wonder how much that works.
We can find out. Peter, Lewis, please email us at...
podcast at autoalexcars.com.
Better. And finally, last but definitely not least, we have got... Rory's mum, Jackie!
You're right, mum.
How is mum?
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
New dad on the scene?
No, not yet.
No, not yet.
No.
Still got applications open?
Yeah, no.
Also, before you move on, I would also like to give a big...
We got some interference.
That might be me. I don't know. A big shout out to a really nice chap called Ethan Anderson. I bumped into him in a petrol station. They saw me fly... Him and his missus saw me fly into a petrol station at about 80 miles an hour.
80 miles an hour?
Yeah, in my
Mini.
In
a 20?
And I went straight into the petrol station. It was off at a services, just off the A1. Went inside, got a coffee, and I came out and they were like, oh, really excited to meet you, blah, blah, blah. And we took a picture and stuff. And they said that what we do and our podcast really help them and help their mental health.
Oh, amazing.
Make them really happy.
Fantastic.
So, yeah. Really, really nice. It was lovely to meet you, Ethan, and your missus. I can't remember your name. It's quite bad.
I like the way that you only remember his name.
Well, because he told me. Because he asked me if I could give him a shout out on the podcast.
Okay. Did he have a nice throbbing member?
I don't know. I was in a petrol station, so I was holding something else.
Oh, were you?
I was the pump.
Oh, the pump.
I was pumping.
Oh, you were pumping.
I was pumping away.
Okay. Why were you driving into the petrol station at 80 miles an hour?
I don't know. Do you know, like, when you're driving along sometimes mm-hmm. and you lose the concept of speed?
Yeah.
And I pulled in and I was like, oh, this is a bit fast.
So as you were pulling in, you were still doing 80?
About that, yeah.
So what were you doing on the actual motorway?
80 is being dramatic. I was doing probably about 40 as I came into the petrol station.
Okay. And did you have your trailer attached?
No, I was in my Mini. I was in Minge.
Oh, right. How's the orange Mini that you bought from me? Or that you swapped for?
So, yeah. I have actually got someone interested in buying that who is a motor trader.
Oh, yeah.
Knows about the issues, and he's potentially coming to pick it up in the next couple of days. So, I am actively searching for a new daily driver.
Oh, we're going to be doing some filming tomorrow.
Yeah, which we might cover this week, which is very exciting. Mm-hmm. I've got a car in mind.
Shall we just say, for the purposes of the video and the podcast, shall we just promise that it won't be a BMW?
It might be. Well, technically, it's a BMW, but it doesn't. It's not called a BMW.
Mm. Is it like a Mini?
No.
All right. Well, we'll get into that tomorrow. We've got filming to do tomorrow. Right. What have we all been up to?
What have you been up to, Rory?
Yeah, go on, Rory. You can start us off.
You look like you've just frozen.
What have I been up to?
Frozen. Well, that's a great movie, that Frozen.
I've never seen it.
It's very good, actually. It really captures you.
No, I've not seen that
one. You're just like this sisterly love and then the hatred.
I've heard all the music because when it came out, they kept playing all the songs on the radio, all the Frozen songs. Yeah. But I can cover for Rory a bit. Me and Rory have had a very busy week.
Oh, yeah.
We've been here all week, haven't we, Rory?
We have, and the week before.
Yeah. And you look tired and ready just to call it a day. So why don't you leave?
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
On his little desk chair.
Rory's off, look.
Pathetic.
Yeah, we've been here all week filming, and we went to Trax at the weekend.
Trax, X.
No, which is good fun.
That was good fun. Even I made it out.
Mm. Yeah, it was really good fun. Yeah. I enjoyed Trax. It was a good day. It's very hot.
Mm. Oh, it's
and
very warm.
We watched some drifting because we snuck into the VIP grandstand. Oh, yeah.
We didn't sneak. Luke smoozed his way in.
He what?
Smooshed. Smooshed his way in.
He smashed his way in.
He swished his way in.
Swished.
I like the way that we managed to get some VIP passes to the grandstand thing, whatever you want to call it, balcony. And we went up there and there were some free sandwiches. And I went up there with Will and Edwin from TDC. And we just ate a lot.
Really?
And we were like,
you smashed the place up?
We were like, oh, there's some sandwiches. And we had some and then a drink. And then we sat out on the balcony and we came back in. I was like, I'll have some of those spring rolls and samosas and whatnot. I'll have a couple of them.
Do you know, I was trying to think, how much do you reckon a ticket would cost in that place for the Silverstone F1?
I wouldn't even want to think. I wouldn't even want to. It's got to be a few grand, isn't it?
Yeah, because this was like in a building. It was like a hospitality building. There was a little area inside where it had loads of food and a bar.
But no aircon.
No aircon.
Oh, it's only 2024.
Yeah. Mm. And then it had a balcony which overlooked Brooklands. Yeah. It overlooked Brooklands.
Great viewpoint.
Yeah, amazing viewpoint.
Really good, yeah.
I reckon at least 10 grand.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
F1 tickets are ridiculous these days.
No wonder they earn so much out
of it. Oh, this is for a ticket to go to the F1?
Yeah, to watch it from there.
Are you mad? 10 grand?
Yeah.
What, for to rent the whole place out?
No, just to watch it.
Per person.
And to probably have that hospital.
One person?
Yeah.
I tell you what, if
I cannot tell you how stupid F1 hospitality is.
For 10 grand, if they didn't have triangular sandwiches up there, samosas and spring rolls, I'd be fuming.
Or aircon,
yeah.
Bleeding, that's ridiculous. So, Trax, anyway, what do we think?
Yeah, it was a lot bigger than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, way bigger than Jap Fest, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Well, but apparently it wasn't, though.
But it seemed like there were way more cars, like, in the car parks.
I think the only thing is, with Jap Fest, you remember the weather was absolutely, like, crap.
No, it was quite shit.
And they had to actually call off a lot of stands, didn't they?
Oh, they did, yeah, that's true,
the weather was so bad. Wasn't it windy, from memory?
Yeah. I think BC had to actually say they couldn't go because their tents would have just been in the air.
Yeah,
stratosphere. Air,
like Phil Collins.
He's in the air tonight.
We had our tents there though, with Chris selling some merch, and we even had pit boxes as well.
We did.
Got to park some of the cars on the inside of these pit boxes. Really cool.
Yeah, none Chris of my is, cars were there. That was
Chris
good.
Is actually with us as well. Say hello, Chris.
Hello, Chris. I'm just building a website.
You are
just like
what,
that.
What website are you building, Chris?
It's my OnlyFans.
Oh,
is
nice.
It?
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
What's it called?
It's called Chris_the_hill OnlyFans.com.
Oh, yeah. And what do you do on OnlyFans, Chris?
Nasty things.
Really?
I thought it was a game.
Really?
It's like Minecraft, isn't it? But OnlyFans is a game?
There are square cubes, yeah. But
oh, really? Not Minecraft. Like big gaping square cubes?
Yeah. Yeah, you have to pay a little bit more.
Really?
Is this allowed?
What, your OnlyFans?
Yeah, well, no, I'm advertising on your channel.
What, your OnlyFans?
Mm.
Yeah, do we get a discount? What's the discount code to get to your OnlyFans?
Two at once, please.
two at once, please. Yeah. Yeah, it's a discount code.
All caps.
What does that get you?
Oh, it gets 20% off.
20% off what?
Yeah. Everything.
Well,
my whole body.
Your whole body. Okay. Okay, two at once, please.
This beer is good to go.
Is so it?
I'm just going to give this back to Rory.
Okay.
Rory's wiping his face because he's got to do lots of editing.
Yeah. No, he's only got a little bit to do. We only got to get rid of the website thing. So Chris is going to walk in front of the camera, and then we have some Beer 52 beers left over from what we were doing. So we're going to drink beer.
Ooh.
Shall we wet Brenda's head?
What?
Have you not heard that expression? Wet your head. Wet your baby's head. What? I mean, when your baby's born, Christian, you go to the pub and you have a drink.
Oh, I thought... What's that? I've heard of it, but only on OnlyFans.
Oh, what's that? Mediterranean blonde ale. Oh, that looks quite nice, actually.
Can I have a... is it a pale ale that I like?
Yeah, I think so. Sorry, we're actually literally just like picking beers.
Is that a pale ale?
Chuck it over. There we go.
Do you know what I found out the other day that's really sad?
Yeah.
You know Madry, the beer?
Yeah.
It flooded the market everywhere.
Is it Spanish?
It's quite tasty,
it,
though,
isn't Spanish? It? You think it was Spanish? Oh. No, it's Carling.
Oh, What?
Yeah.
Madry is Carling.
Oh.
Yeah, my mate talked,
I don't like Carling, but I like Madry.
I think it's a slightly more hoppy version, but it is brewed by the Carling manufacturers.
That's like buying a Mini and realising it's got a Peugeot engine in it. It's disappointing.
I don't get how they can get away with it.
It's far better than your car. You shut your
mouth. I was slagging mine off, not yours.
No, you were saying mine, because I've got the French car.
You
with
have,
me.
Yeah.
We're going to get into that soon. It's our £1,500 hot hatch challenge that we're doing at the moment. Anyway, what are we talking about? Oh, sorry,
what we've been up to.
Two more, please. Was it for the website? Right, we'll move on from that. What are we up to? Tracks. We're talking about tracks. Oh, my God. This podcast, by the way, is sponsored by ADHD.
Is it?
Get yours 20% off.
I still think we should do an ADHD test at some point.
Yeah, that would be, what, live on the podcast?
We could do. Yeah. If anyone out there does ADHD.
You're right.
My beer started to froth.
Explosion. Yeah, if anyone out there does ADHD testing.
Live testing.
Then email us at
podcast@autoalexcars.com.
And maybe you could come on the podcast and do an assessment.
Yes. You can write us off. I think we'd all be Cat B write-offs.
Oh, Cat A.
You are Cat A. You are Cat A. What have you been up to, Taylor? Come on.
What have I been up to? Yeah. Went to tracks, obviously, with you guys.
Yep.
Been here pretty much 4 or 5 days a week now. I'm pretty much full time here now.
Has he been getting here on time?
Mostly.
I wasn't asking you, was I?
I'm giving you my honest opinion.
No, I wasn't asking you, Taylor.
There's been a day or so where I've been half an hour late or whatever.
Rory?
At the end of the day, Taylor's on time is before 11 o'clock when he's meant to be here for 10. So if we go by that, then he's been here a lot.
But can we just give an honest opinion on productivity levels? Because that is the most important thing.
Do you know what? I was saying this. I think we've been more productive without Alex than we ever have.
No, I won't accept that. I do find, though,
all we've done is fucking turn up. There's been a
Why are you swearing already?
It's the beer.
A crappy trailer's turned up.
No, it's fantastic. It is fantastic trailer that you will see soon.
Well, to give you an example, yesterday me and Rory filmed 2 V2 episodes and half of a V1 episode, which is a lot of work.
That was a lot of work.
Yeah, well done.
And we did some other bits. Yeah. And today we've sat around, looked on Carwell and taken the delivery of a trailer and a car.
Well, we have been trying to think up video ideas, and that takes time. When you have those video ideas, then you can execute those video ideas, which is what you did yesterday. So congratulations. Yeah, well done. I'm very proud of you.
Thanks.
Very proud of you.
I thought of another video idea today as well.
What was that?
I'm going to do a V2 episode on Rory's car.
What car?
My Jag.
Your Jag?
It's got some new bits for it.
Have you?
Yeah, I've got corrective bits for it.
Corrective bits, Not modifying bits.
Mm. No.
Sounds terrifically boring.
It probably will be, but you know what? People enjoy it, so that's all that matters.
No.
How dare you?
What, anything else?
I've been selling some tut.
Yeah? What you sold? How's that 8 series of yours?
8 series is still there. You won't buy the 8 series on the podcast.
You won't buy the 8 series on the podcast.
You won't swap it for an E32.
I won't swap it because it's not worth as much.
It is. How much do you pay for the 8 series?
I want $8,500 for it. Regardless.
I didn't ask that. I said, how much does it owe you?
Taylor, you want $8,995 for it.
I do to anyone else, but I do it for you for $8,500. Regardless of what I paid for it, you.
Why are you trying to do me over like this? You are.
You're the one that's done me over.
I'm not at all.
I shall mention said mini.
Well, no, Josh fixed it.
No.
Josh fixed it. No. And then you took it.
No.
You need to chase that warranty from Josh then, don't you?
No. But anyway, you damn well know that a Barbados Green Individual 840 Sport...
It doesn't work.
It does work. It runs and drives. Sport...
No, it doesn't. 4.
Yes, it does.
No. What does it need?
It needs a bit of paint.
Mm-hmm.
It needs an exhaust.
Mm-hmm.
The exhaust is a bit shit.
Mm-hmm.
And on occasion, it runs a bit lumpy, but I think it's an... genuinely, I think it's a vacuum leak.
Right, okay. So why don't you get it fixed if it's just a vacuum leak?
Because I can't be honest.
Taylor doesn't fix cars anymore.
He doesn't fix cars,
no. Well, I'm here all the time.
He just tries to screw his friends over.
That's your job, and you're very good at it.
Do you know what? I've learned from the best.
but no, I want to sell that. That is actively for sale.
Well, let's swap.
I can't, man.
Why,
it's
man?
Not worth as yeah, much. Man. I'll be making a loss. That's not fair.
I feel like there's a coin flip here.
I think there could be a coin flip.
Well, I could flip a coin. If I win, you give me 10 grand for it.
Okay, and if I win, I'll give you 5.
No.
Yes.
No.
Oh. Yeah? Come on.
I'll be at a substantial loss.
We like those. No, you will not. I bet you paid no more than 3 grand for that thing.
Bollocks. If I paid 3 grand for that, I'd be keeping it, and you know that.
No.
So I actually know how much Taylor paid for that.
Do you?
Oh, is it because Luke told you?
It might be, yeah.
He's such a little grass.
Snitches get stitches.
Mm.
So,
but I have spent some money on it.
But are you going to do this coin flip?
I have spent some money on it.
Well, you can adjust the coin flip terms if you want.
All right.
20 grand or 10 grand?
Yeah, all right. I mean, it's your suggestion.
All right, 20 grand or free?
No.
Oh, shit. You're not a gambling man.
Ooh. No, you're right. but no, I want to sell that.
Well, you've got a buyer right here.
I've come to the decision.
To the what?
The decision. It's the beer.
Do you need a tissue?
I am done with buying and selling cars. Rory will tell you, I've had some really bad luck lately.
Sorry, I feel like this is Groundhog Day, and I feel that he says
this two months ago.
No, yeah. This is every podcast.
Have I released the wrong podcast?
Yeah. Oh,
shit.
Are we in the past?
Look, I don't know.
Because I have been looking in the mirror thinking, I look so youthful all of a sudden.
And I've been looking in the mirror going, I've got fat again.
No, you've always been fat.
Oh, shit.
But no, obviously, I've mentioned this time and time again.
Multiple times.
But
it's boring now, the amount of times.
Yeah, I know. But recently, it cemented my decision to the point where I've actually considered getting rid of my unit.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you know about this?
I did, yeah.
Oh, shit.
If you had a bit of space for me here, I'd have a bit of space here and I'd probably move locally.
Oh, shit.
We might do. Well,
did you say you'd live locally?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you'd move out?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Shall
we buy him?
Okay.
Let's buy him.
I've built a
How
really...
Much
imagine if Taylor lived on site and he was still late.
He still would be.
I've spent a lot of money on my unit. I've created a really cool space. I don't want to think
roughly
about it.
Rory, do you know the figures roughly?
I think I know roughly the figures.
It's about high 20, 30 grand.
I think it's maybe a bit more than
considerably
that.
More, isn't it? Surely.
Well, anyway, glossing over that, I've created a really cool space.
Yeah.
I just don't love it. And no one,
oh, really? You don't love it?
No one comes there.
It's because it's in the middle of bloody nowhere,
it's
man.
It's actually in a really good spot.
No, it's
terrible. And it is on Luke's sort of, it's between Luke's house and here, but we just don't go there anymore. I just want a place. It doesn't have to be big to store and work on my cars.
Because
that's what I like doing. I do it in my spare time. I do it in my work time.
It doesn't need to look like an amazing film studio.
I've come to the realization.
Made that one look like.
Why didn't you just listen to us?
I should have done, really.
Yeah,
I should have. But yeah, I want to sell. There's still stuff.
Do you reckon you could sell, like, I don't know, can you sell part of that unit as it is now? Because, like, otherwise you could rip it all out when you leave.
But that's more effort than it's worth.
I know, but
You could, I take all my equipment, but there's a lot of stuff in there.
Yeah, but would someone have it as like a...
Possibly,
this
yeah.
is a pre-built space. Look, I'll sell you everything inside
of it. I'd have to paint over the big Auto Alex logo on the wall.
Yeah, leave the Taylor one, though.
But yeah, it's not worth anything, though.
Right, no. Funny. Yeah. But yeah, I have thought about it. Obviously, if anyone locally in the Reading / Wokingham area has a unit for rent, then... email us at
podcast@autoalexcars.com.
Very good. He's on it. He's on it, ladies and gents.
But yeah, no, it's been a consideration. Obviously, I don't want to jump for any hoops, but yeah, it has been a consideration. There are still stuff that I want to sell.
Yeah.
Because I have got too many cars.
Mm.
Crazy thought.
Mm.
So you want to move and you want somewhere to store and work on your cars.
Mm.
Why don't you combine that and just rent a house with storage?
I have thought about that. It's hard to find a house, though.
There are some around here.
There are, but it's quite hard to find one that you get a landlord and they're like, yeah, go on, just put 10 buckets of shit outside, you know?
You just don't tell them.
Well, we got lucky
here. And a triple axle trailer.
Yeah, oh, yeah. That'll get nicked. Actually, no, we're not in Hertfordshire, are we?
Mm. Funny. Very
Did
funny.
You know, I found that Wokingham has the lowest crime rate in the country.
Really?
In the country.
No really? Shit.
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
Well, then why do we bother closing the gate?
I don't know.
We should keep it open.
Just invite people in.
Yeah, exactly.
To be fair, you know Rory's Corsa?
Yeah.
That we did on the £1,500 hot hatch challenge the other day. We only realised this on Monday.
Alex is going to hate this because he's so security conscious.
I left it outside with both windows open and the keys in the ignition all weekend.
Well, outside the front here.
Yeah, and I got in it today and there are so many spiders in it.
Oh, for crying out loud. Jesus Christ.
But yeah, no, literally out there, both windows down, keys just
lovely.
In the ignition.
Fantastic. Yeah, well done.
All weekend while we're at well tracks. Done.
Yeah.
Just, yeah.
Yeah, lovely.
That was quite funny. But yeah, no, I've had a lot of unfortunate luck with buying and selling lately. It's really disheartened me.
Mm.
Had a lot of business shit going on, as you two know.
Yeah.
And I'm just sort of done with it. I enjoy this. I enjoy what we do and coming here. And
yeah, you're part of the family.
Part of the family.
I'm your daddy.
But yeah.
Oh, for crying
out loud. And I just want to invest my time into this more.
Yeah?
I can do buying and selling at any point in my life. This is an amazing opportunity. That what we do is amazing.
Finally gets it.
Oh, it's amazing.
It's finally clicked, doesn't it?
Have you noticed?
Yeah.
I am a bit slow.
Yes. No, yes, we have. Yes, yes.
Even I'll admit that.
Well, I mean, you were a 10-pound baby that was born naturally.
Yeah.
There's going to be damage.
There's serious damage. And I have a square head.
You have a big old square head.
Yeah. I've got a Lego head. But yeah, no, it's it's cemented for me. I'm just done. I am done.
Yeah.
It was, you know, the money sort of kept me in it for a bit because I like buying and selling cars and earning decent money out of it because you can earn decent money out of it. But it's just not enjoyable and it's stressful. The way I put it the other day, I said this to someone and it really hits the nail on the head.
Mm.
Imagine going out, having a job, getting paid per month, but in the next 3 months, at any point, someone could take those wages away that you've earned.
Mm.
And you might not know about it.
Mm.
Imagine going to work, earning a month's wages, and then within the next 3 months, at any point, someone saying, I'm not happy with your work. I'm going to take the wages back.
So are you alluding to the fact that the car buying and selling market is quite volatile?
It is quite volatile. Dealers have a really bad name, but I'm finding a lot of dealers are dodgy.
All right, some of them are quite nice.
Yeah, but
Taylor isn't one of them.
I have never bought a car off a dealer and it gone well. I think I'm going to say, if you buy a car, buy it off a private individual. I think you've got better luck.
Well. Rianne's Mini Cooper. Mini Clubman Cooper.
Yeah.
From where was it? AJ something up in North. They were great.
We've got good dealers. But the problem is, right, 50% of the trouble is the customers. Customers can... They have rights now. The government has given customers a lot of rights against dealers. The customers always win, but sometimes the customers do take the piss.
Yeah, yeah.
Really do. And it's hard as a dealer like that. They go out and earn a living. And I'm finding a lot of the time you sell a car and if it comes back with a couple of issues or whatever, I've always been, no worries, I'll sort it out. But I'm finding recently people change their mind on cars and they say, every issue that it's got under the sun just to back it because they've changed their mind.
Oh, really?
But not what they're not realizing is that that's playing with your career and your wages and you're living. And it makes
so
it
has this
difficult.
Happened a lot recently where someone's bought a car and then just brought it back?
Yeah, yeah.
And said, oh, X, Y, Z.
Yeah, yeah. And don't get me wrong, cars that I sell have had issues and do have issues. And I've always been in the mindset of I'll sort it out, not a problem. I do it under warranty. I use warranty policies, you know, I sort it out my own pocket or whatever. But as of recent, I've had, you know, people changing their minds on the cars and saying, oh, it's got this wrong with it. I just want a refund.
But it's
not actually an issue. So I've just taken a zero tolerance.
Well, I think what Taylor's trying to say is people aren't even wanting the car fixed.
Yeah.
They just want a refund.
Yeah. So I'm just taking a zero tolerance approach to it and just being like, you know, I'll fix it. I'm not taking a car.
I think the problem with you as a car dealer it's increasingly become a problem is that as your profile increases on YouTube, people don't necessarily want to buy the car. They just want to come and chat to you.
Yeah.
Then they maybe feel like they're pressured into buying it because they don't want to waste your time.
Mm.
Then they go home and they're like, oh shit, why did I do that? I just wanted to meet Taylor and just have a chat. And then they maybe bring it back and then make up loads of excuses.
Yeah, I think that's...
So it's difficult.
It's happened on occasion, but it just affects me a lot. And I found recently as well that the whole buying and selling has actually affected my mental health and has made me quite miserable, Rory's probably seen. I've been quite stressed out and miserable about it, haven't I, Rory?
God, yeah, I feel like I've been a therapist the last few weeks.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And do you know, I want to knock it on the head and just call it a day.
All right.
I've been saying that for a while and now, you know, I'm not buying any more tut. And it's hard because...
Until next week.
It's hard because I see stuff and I go,
you're still
going to
buy tut.
I will, but
it's not going to be a business.
Yeah, I'll do a video on it or whatever or, you know...
And then he'll try and sell it to his best mates for more than it's worth.
What?
Yeah.
No.
He would never do that, would you?
Sharp.
Would you?
If you saw... Right, be honest.
Yeah, here we go. Come on in.
If you saw...
Yeah.
An E31... 848 CI Sport Individual
with problems with
for
issues.
Sale with issues on eBay.
So many issues, yeah.
With only 100k on the nose,
only
100 miles.
It's gone into triple figures.
It's triple figures on eBay. What would you expect to see it up for?
Oh, I mean, with issues, I'd say 1500 quid.
You know damn well that is like minimum 10 grand.
Well, then why are you selling it so cheap?
Because I just want gone.
Yeah. Well, I'm here.
Oh, well, then pay me some cash.
Pay me the money.
Show me the money.
I want to see the paperwork, sunshine. Get it out and slap it on the sofa.
What do you want that E32?
I can't straight. If you had a bit of Wonga on top, we'll do a deal.
Well, I do have a little bit of Wonga.
You do have a little bit of Wonga.
Rory gave me a little bit of Wonga this morning.
Well, I like a bit of bangers, so slap them out on
the
table.
All right, how about all that Wonga that I gave Alex this morning?
Yeah.
What, a bag?
It's a bag.
Well, you don't know how much was in there.
But it could be a big bag.
Was there a bag or is it?
It could be more than a bag.
Minimum a bag.
FYI, a bag is a bag of sand, which is a grand.
Grand. It's minimum a bag. And that car out there that is 80-something thousand miles and it's had a lot of work done. So it wants for nothing.
And what if I put it up for $6,000 and I don't get a single message on it?
Well, why would you put it up for $6,000? You put it up for $8,000.
Well, then
it's a fantastic car.
We still know that you would have made a profit from it overall.
Exactly. Oh, do we? Do we know that? So how much did you pay for that E31?
A little two-faced bitch.
Yeah.
I will remember that. You little hamster.
So
little...
you must have paid like maximum $4,000 for that.
No, because he's getting, with the bag.
Yeah, all right, $5,000.
No, because a bag plus six is seven.
So you must.
Regardless of what.
How much did you pay for that, was it?
I tell you what, I'll do your deal.
Yeah, here we go. I can't hear. What? I can't hear. No, this is just a clean cut sale. I'll give you that car and a bag of sand.
Make it a couple of bags.
No, absolutely not. Right. Okay, fine. All right. Well, let's move on. I've got the money right here.
Yeah, and I've got the car right in the unit. So do you want
it's
it
not
off?
Right here,
You've
is
been
it?
Saying you want an 8 Series.
No, not
we
yours.
All know.
Shall we move on?
We all know. Hang on, let me finish. We all know that one that is a bit shit makes for good television.
Well,
we'll end up on television.
All right, you want a couple of bags. He wants a bag.
No, I'm not going any higher.
Well, you might.
I've got the money right here.
You might do. Or you might not.
Oh! Have you got a coin? Right, here we go.
No, I'm not flipping with a coin that's got a hole in the middle of it. That's wrong.
What is this? This is a 1 krone. What country is that from? Norwegian?
No.
Hello, I'm from Norway.
I only flip with Ugandan dollars. I'm sorry.
So this is fake money because it's got a hole. It's like a polo mint. Does it? No. Right. All right. So E32 plus either one bag or 1.5 bags.
Make it two and I'll flip the coin.
Oh, yeah. It's got to be two. You can't skip out on that.
Well, I'll try. I'll bloody try. I'll try my bloody luck.
All right. So either one bag or two.
All right. Fine. Let's shake on it. Shake on it. Oh, shit. Where's that coin gone? Let's shake on it. Oh, shit. Where's the coin? Sorry, everyone. I've lost the coin down the sofa. Is it a sign that it shouldn't happen? All right. Okay. Right. Back in the room, everyone. Right. What side would you like?
No, hang on. We've got to shake on it first.
All right.
Oh, God.
No, that's great, man. It hit me in the leg, man. Yeah. You spat over my leg.
Well, come on, that's what you're doing, it.
That's grim. Get off of me.
Right.
There's bits of bread in there.
So we have the side here that says...
Rory, you're the mediator.
Do you want me to flip?
You flip.
Uh-huh. Norge.
Right.
Or it says...
Taylor, are you sure you want me to flip? It didn't go that well for us last
time. Chris, can you flip? You're better luck
1999. Okay, so either the one that has the date on it, 1999 Krone.
Do you want
this side or do you want the other side? Oh, excuse me.
I want this side.
Which side? It says, okay, so you want that size, and I actually wanted the other side, which is 1999 Krone.
Okay.
Do you want to flip, Chris?
You'll flip. So just to clarify.
Yeah.
We're going to flip a coin.
Yeah.
For those of you who don't know, the E32 was Tavares' 7 Series that went to the Nürburgring.
The manual one.
Alex has had it all fixed up and it is actually a lovely car now.
Yeah.
And we were going to get Taylor to sell it anyway, but now they're going to swap and then...
Take a swap with my 840 Ci.
Oh, yeah. Shit, we're actually going to swap whatever happens.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, I've got an 8 Series! Yay!
And it's either £1,000 on top, or if I win, it's £2,000 on top.
After we've done this, you... then have to tell me how much it owes you.
All right.
Oh, shit. Do I want to hear what it owes him?
I
probably don't, do I? So I'm either paying the equivalent of £7,000 or £8,000 for this 8 Series.
In the region of?
Well, no, that's...
No, because the 7 Series doesn't owe you that much.
Oh, yeah, no, but for the purpose of... Okay, here we go. Chris. So if it lands on the 1999 Krone, then I win. If it lands on the other side, then Taylor wins. Come on, Chris. I win!
Yes! I won a bet for once!
Shit.
Yes! High five!
Thank you, Chris.
I did snatch.
Chris, that was the worst coin flip I think I've ever seen. Reminder, Chris never does coin flips. You didn't even flip the coin, you dropped it.
Chris, from now on, if we ever do a coin flip, you're my man.
No.
You're my man.
That was... Yeah, I think so.
That is the... That's... Sorry.
Oh, why couldn't you do that?
It's just gone down the pit.
Everyone listening, so Chris is sitting on top of two big wooden planks over the pit. We have a pit in the unit. He flipped it and it fell down the pit as well. You are so shit at coin flips.
I'm so excited.
First one was a drop. The second one went 6 foot under. Literally 6 foot under. Oh, right. Anyway, you'll have to get it later.
Chris,
you owe me a grand.
So we'll add it to the list.
I own a 8 Series.
You own an 8 Series. And not just an 8 Series, an 8 Series individual.
Yeah, a 4.4 in it.
Mm-hmm. So you can make that ULEZ compliant.
So to Tom Brooks, because I was chatting to you about buying your one, I'm now no longer buying your one.
No, you've got a Barbados green.
Barbados.
Individual.
Yeah.
I'll give it a valet this week and I'll bring it over.
And can you fix that issue as well? You're going to have
I'll
to
fix it here.
Yeah.
I'll bring it over.
You need to give it a full restoration here, by the way.
And the front bumper needs painting as well.
What's the mileage?
100K on the
100K,
noise.
Okay.
Do we have a main channel video?
We could do. Bring me my car.
Shall we bring it and fix it?
It will need more than a day.
Oh, wait.
Oh, what?
Well, let's get it over first and we'll do it next week.
Oh,
how much did the car owe
you? How much does it owe you?
Ah, but 10,995.
No, how much does it owe you? How much are you in?
I'm in the region of between 5.5 and 6 grand.
Oh, okay, it's not as wounding as I was expecting. I thought you were going to say about 3.
No, I wish. No, it's about $5,500-$6,000.
What does that mean, $5,500-$6,000? Is it $5,500 or is it $6,000?
I paid $5,000 for it, but I spent money on it.
Okay. What did you spend money on?
It's got 4 new tyres.
What tyres?
Accelera fees. It cuts your tyre streets UK.
So you didn't pay for them?
I did, yeah.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I had to buy them, but I used the discount code.
Okay, good.
I can't get tyres for free for a car that doesn't end up on the channel, which ironically is now going to end up on the channel.
Well, those tyres...
and I've just put the tyres on as well.
Yes, those tyres are coming straight off and now I'm going to put some 651 sports on there.
For what reason?
Because it's a performance vehicle.
Or you could use their new Armstrong tyres.
Oh, I could do. Or their Michelins. They got Michelins
too. They do have Michelins.
You won't manual swap that 8 Series.
Let's do it. I tell you what I could do. There's a car outside with a lovely manual gearbox. I could probably nick it.
It would be really good if that gearbox fitted, but it doesn't.
Well, we'll make it fit. Well, we'll take it out. We'll just try anyway.
Good luck.
So I now own a V8.
You do?
Oh, I own another V8. My Peugeot is a V8.
Which means you're no longer straight.
Because
you're
really?
A straight and a V8.
No, that's true. That's true. Yeah. You've shown me the way.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's very exciting. Very, very cool car.
Okay, fantastic.
Very cool car.
Oh, I'm very excited.
And it's got, my personal opinion, the best wheels for an 8 Series.
Nice.
Is it's got the throwing
stars. Yeah.
Which on their own.
They're just hubcaps, aren't they?
No, they're alloys with aluminium covers on them.
Yeah, they're just hubcaps though,
but they're very cool. In those wheels, if you were to juge them slightly and put them up, so they are $2,500 worth of wheels.
Really?
They are worth a lot of money.
Rory, new video. We're parting out the 8 Series.
I bought an 8 Series and parted it out straight away.
Yeah.
But yeah,
got double.
It needs an exhaust. It needs a bit of juging.
All right.
But when that car's done, it will be mwah. That will be mega.
So I know I buy quite a few cars.
Yeah.
But genuinely, this 8 Series has always, for me, been a childhood dream.
Yeah.
Always been a childhood dream. And I'm very happy now.
Good.
I'm very happy that I bought it from you.
Good.
And well done for screwing me over
no
this time.
No warranty, sold as seen, trade sale.
I'll get you next time.
No warranty.
I'll get you next time.
You got me last time.
With what? With a bike?
No, with the Mini.
Oh, with the Mini. Yeah,
you know what, Ashy? That is fair now.
Yeah. Right, should we just rattle on? Because we're not even past the introduction stage of the podcast.
No, you two haven't even really covered what you two have been
up to. Well, I'll just rattle through. Baby Brenda, aka Baby Amelia.
She's still pissing and shizzing.
She's shizzing, crying, Brenda Amelia. She's got a registration. She's a 24 plate. We actually registered her.
What? Is she a 24 or a 74?
She'd be a 74.
74
when are we going to meet
September,
Brenda
Amelia? Isn't it?
Have you peeled the blue plastic off yet?
Well, I have to peel off stuff every single day, about 6 times a day, because it just keeps on getting full of shit.
Yeah, same.
It's horrendous. It's horrendous.
Same, that's what I
have. So, yeah, Amelia is doing very well. Shout out to Rianne, my wife, who is, she's a fantastic mother already.
Mm. Well done, Rianne.
Yeah, well done, Rianne. She does the night shift, because my boobs don't work particularly well at night. So,
mine work well all the time.
Yeah, they do. But it gets to like 1 a.m., and then Amelia's like crying, and then Rianne's like, you might as well go next door. And then I'm like, okay. And then I go in the spare room.
Fair.
And then, because Brenda Amelia has like this witching hour where she's like awake.
When do babies like settle down through the night? What age?
4 years.
4 years? Jesus Christ.
That's good.
I think it's like a couple of months or so.
Oh, okay. That's not so.
Yeah. Oh, no. No.
Yeah.
No, it's like 6 months.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, cowpole. Whiskey. Whiskey and Calpol.
Washing machines live long. Go with whiskey.
Oh, yeah. No, but it's all good. We did like some little park walks and stuff. Very nice.
That's nice.
But yeah, Brenda Mealy, she just like looks around. She can't actually make out faces, apparently. Mm. So like you go up to her and she's like looking at you. She just sees like a squiggly face and she doesn't give a shit.
Mm.
She doesn't care.
How's Maisie with Brenda Amelia?
Maisie's actually very good. She gives her a little sniff, a little lick on the head, and then she buggers off. And if she cries, then Maisie's just like, nah, I'm out.
Well, Maisie doesn't like noise, does she?
No, not so much, not so much. But no, she's very gentle and like just a little, you know, just a little lick. Apparently, Rianne said, I'm not allowed to let Maisie lick her face anymore.
Well, no, because Maisie licks her nunny.
She does. She licks everything. Yeah. So she still eats dog shit as well.
Brilliant.
So.
Oh, yeah, it's grim.
But no, so she's registered now as a 74 plate.
Mm-hmm.
So she is literally brand new and she's doing well.
Oh, I wonder if she'll be in the high tax band, because was she over 40 grand?
I think she was just under, actually.
Oh, you might be lucky then. You might get away with a cheaper tax bracket.
Yeah. Well, I can just do some mods and then maybe just make her a bit more efficient.
Yeah.
I won't DPF delete.
Of course, as well, because she's 74. She'll be ULEZ exempt.
Oh, she will be. Yeah.
Which is surprising with the amount of shitting.
Oh yeah, she's got so many shits. So many emissions. So that's going good. Yesterday, Tuesday, big day for me.
Oh,
big day.
You're
for
no
me.
Longer a criminal.
Oh, yeah. I'm no longer a criminal. So 7 years ago, I was actually a criminal in America because I tried to go over there and do some work for my previous employer.
Of who shall not be mentioned.
Yeah, it's Carthrall.
Although, what? Edwin and Will definitely did not mention them at all in their latest video. Definitely did not.
Oh yeah, that was. So anyway, I went over to America. I didn't have the right visa, and then I was thrown out of America. And ever since then, there's been like a black mark against my name, and I've not really been allowed in. It's been very stressful every time I've tried to go back in. This like red buzzer goes, and then like, oh, you got to, you got to follow us into this room.
I'm looking forward to when we do go to America.
Yeah.
And the interrogation that you're
going to get interrogated again.
Yeah.
But anyway, I went to the US embassy yesterday and I had a fantastic time waiting in 5 separate queues for 4 hours.
It was literally four hours.
5 separate queues, 4 hours. My appointment was at 9:30. I wasn't seen until just after 12.
Wow.
Yeah. And the queue to actually get into the main building or into the compound took 1 hour and 20.
I've heard the US Embassy building's quite impressive though now.
Impressively shit.
Did they at least have a water machine?
They did, but because you're queuing, you can't leave the queue.
Oh, that's annoying.
And I was outside and I was queuing and there was this man in front of me. I was like, dude, I'm literally going to piss myself. Can you hold my place in the queue? And then I just went to the local restaurant. They weren't even open yet. I was like, please, sir, can I go for a wee? And he was like, it'll be £10 or £15 if you want to go for a poo. And I just looked at him and he was like, yeah, go on. So yeah, lots of queuing, but I got my visa.
Well done,
I can actually go over and I can go to SEMA, which is very, very exciting.
Really exciting. I've never been to the US. I'm mega, mega, mega excited about going to SEMA.
Wait, when are you going to SEMA?
With you guys.
Are you?
Yeah.
Have you got your visa?
Yeah, so funny story. Obviously, us three are going.
Mm. Yeah.
Luke is coming as well.
Yeah.
Luke's Gambler of Garage of Luke. And we recently got all the flights sorted out and stuff like that.
Mm.
But we've been telling him that he's got to pay for it.
Oh, yeah.
So we've got someone to send him a bill. And we can
Who sent him a bill?
Yeah. So anyway, he's like, oh, this is a lot of money. I don't know.
It's over £2,000.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like, oh, this is awfully long.
He was like, go, I think I can get some credit limits adjusted on my credit card and then I can put it on there.
Not realizing that the business is actually going to pay for it.
What?
Obviously.
You what?
But we've been
Poor Luke.
It is very funny.
So yeah, visa sorted. Luke, I will pay for your flights. Don't worry about it. But we'll just keep it going.
But we're not going to tell him yet, obviously. We're just going to stress him out.
That's very exciting. Still looking for a Daytona 67R. I've changed my mind on the 2012. Don't want that anymore.
No, you've just bought... this is your push present.
No, but this is Rianne's push present, the Daytona.
No.
And she said to me,
why don't we phone Rianne right now and ask her if she wants a Daytona as a push
genuinely present? Because she's asleep right now.
Okay.
Yeah. She said to me, I don't want the 2012.
I'll give her a message.
I don't want the 2012 with the underseat exhaust anymore because it looks a little bit ungainly because she's been on Facebook Marketplace like
non-stop.
Obsessively.
Mm. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I look at her. I'm like, you are obsessed while I'm there on Vintage looking at maternity bras.
So.
Have you seen maternity bras? It's literally a bra, and then you just pull down your top, and then you just there's this big flap, and you just whap out your tit, and then baby can feed. No, there's no tap. No. But there's like a little clip, and literally just unclip it. It's almost hinged. It's fantastic.
Is it like a pump on a pub? You know, on the.
Sorry,
imagine
Rianne.
Pulling down. Maternity bar and it's just a carling.
No, it'd be Madry.
Oh,
be Madry.
Oh shit, that's funny.
Yeah.
All right. If you're getting a Daytona,
yeah. No, this is my commuter bike. Does this mean? Yeah.
Are you going to sell your S1000?
I think I'm probably going to sell the S1000.
How much? That's
too.
Okay,
much.
We can do it.
That could be my first bike.
It could be your first bike. All right. So I'm looking at like about $8,000.
No.
I am.
That's out my price range. Let's, I'll give you 800 quid.
800 quid?
Flip a coin, 800 quid or $8,000.
So there's that. And were you all right?
Yeah, sorry. I was just looking at the other bikes. So I was seeing whichever ones we could get rid of.
Oh, well, Tom's taking that BMW, isn't
he? He is, isn't he? Yeah.
And what do you... Stop looking at my stuff and then trying to sell it. I'm doing a track day on the 20th.
On the Gixxer?
Yeah.
Ooh,
it's a Wednesday, with Gareth, by the way. Though? Yeah. It's a Wednesday, so you need to book that in.
Brilliant. All right. And all right, also, me and Taylor will just do a video.
Well, at least we'll be productive on that day.
Also, I've been sent a present. I came to the unit today and there's a big box that I'm holding up. Right, describe what you're seeing, everyone.
Cardboard box.
It's got the Auto Alex stickers, but instead of Auto Alex, it says Daddy Alex.
And then it's got fragile tape.
No, that's like crime scene tape.
It's like crime scene tape. On
yeah.
It.
So Alex is very gently unboxing it.
Careful, it says fragile on it.
Does it say glass?
Yeah.
It says fragile glass, handle with care.
And it's made out of cardboard.
And I literally have no idea what's in here, by the way. I hope I'm not going to be disappointed. Daddy Alex. There's a piece of paper with Daddy Alex.
You know what?
There's stickers.
I already know who this is from.
They're nice stickers.
No, you do not. Who do you think it's from?
I think this is from...
I was going to say Ben from Dad Cars.
Now, go on. Who do you think it's from?
Is it from... Pollard?
No, it's not. No. This is from my good friend's Dark Bear Bar.
Oh.
Where did I get married? Not married, engaged. Dorset. Dorset way. Yeah. So Rianne and I proposed to Rianne and then we went to Dark Bear Bar. So Dark Bear Bar I've been to quite a lot. I went with Ethan and Jack on a car for all South Coast. Yeah, we're new there as well.
Yeah.
So they've sent out... some little cans with alcohol. So thank you very much.
That was cool. You could actually make your drink and then they would can it up for you.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah, that's very cool. Thank you very much, Dark Bear Bar. If you go to Dorset Way, is it Winchester? Shit, I'm so shit. I'm shit. I'm tired, though. I'm really tired.
That's a poor excuse.
I'm tired, man.
Come on, man.
Look up Dark Bear Bar. It is a fantastic... it's not a pub, it's like a bar. Fantastic
venue.
Underground bar, which is really, really good. And the guys there are fantastic. Right, that is me out. How long have we been talking for, Rory?
Is this the longest intro
we've ever done in our lives?
That is 46 minutes.
Cheap. Rory, what have you been up to?
Working.
Fantastic. All right, let's move on. Now, what's been going on?
Literally work. I haven't had a day off in...
You had Saturday off.
No, we were setting up.
Well, all day?
Well, not all day.
Well, there you go. I had half a day off.
Because I had to get all the cars ready. Because no one was... For the first time ever, I spoke to Taylor, who usually brings like 10 cars to a show.
We've opened a can of worms.
No, you got to admit, he usually brings like four... He's like, I want all my cars there on display.
Why have you gone all camp?
Yeah, Rory, don't be homophobic.
Sorry.
I'm
going to bring all my cars down.
Shut up. My name's not Josh.
he was only bringing his Mini. And then I was like going, well, we've got 10 car spaces to fill.
Well, I mean, Phil was there, but you couldn't be bothered to bring Phil.
No. Phil was under lock and key, which no one...
Well, you have all of the locks and the keys.
Yeah, but no one had pre-planned enough to think that Phil was going to be
whose fault is that? You're not planning, are you?
Not my fault. I was only involved in the planning of which cars were coming the day after where we were all at home. Anyway, I ended up bringing all three of my cars, which was quite cool.
That was cool, actually.
Except for the E46. Looks like its clutch is slipping now.
You should tell that.
You should stop slipping the clutch.
Mm-mm.
I own an 840.
You do, yeah. It's very exciting.
That is very, very exciting.
All right, let's move on. Next topic.
Why are you trying to take this away from me, man? I own an 840.
Okay.
Why are you jealous?
Because it's got to go here now somewhere.
It does.
But I'm taking cars away.
The 7 Series is going.
Okay.
Yeah. The 7 Series is a bigger car, bigger footprint.
And Betty's going this week as well.
This week?
Is she?
Next week?
She's going this week. Is it next week?
Nothing's been planned yet.
Oh God.
Right. Anyway, podcast topic number one, the Grand Tour.
Dun, dun, dun.
So, the Grand Tour obviously coming to an end. Or is it... Dun, dun, dun.
Richard Hammond has confirmed that the Grand Tour will be continuing.
Oh, yeah.
But with new cast members.
Dun, dun, dun.
This is the first I've heard of this.
Yeah.
Really?
Ooh.
Oh. So did you think Grand Tour would just die a death? And then that'd be that?
Yeah.
But it's a massive. I mean, it's like Top Gear, isn't it? You can't just kill it.
Yeah, but they did.
No, they brought it back with new presenters.
Yeah, but it didn't go well, though,
did
it? I know.
What does that mean, that this is going to happen again?
I think it will. Yeah. I can't see a world where people are going, oh, look, the Grand Tour's back. Oh, I'm so happy there's new people.
Unless.
Uh-huh. Well, it's us three.
It's got us in it.
Oh. So just to put it out there, just to quash any big ideas or any like rumors or anything, it is none of us. None of us are any part of the Grand Tour.
Mm.
We just want to discuss it. What do you mean? Well,
I've still been. You know.
Oh, are you shortlisted?
Yeah, I'm shortlisted.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Yeah, they
please
said,
take him.
They
take
said
him.
They wanted the really awkward one out of the three.
The really awkward fat one.
Yeah.
Okay. Jesus Christ.
So yeah, the Grand Tour obviously has come to an end. Do we think that history is going to repeat itself?
Yes.
I didn't finish.
Okay.
Do we think that history?
Yes.
You're so annoying.
Isn't it? He's so shit, isn't it? Do we think that Rory would like £1,000 just for nothing?
Yes.
Okay, so, right, presenters. Who do we think should be presenting something like a reboot of the Grand Tour?
See, in my mind, do they go with... Like, the question is as well, like, the Grand Tour is a very American sort of vised version of the English, like, Top Gear.
Yeah.
So do they now try and grab Americans?
Because they have a global audience now, don't they?
Like, yeah,
Top Gear
yeah.
was very UK-centric, especially yeah. when it started.
So now are they going to try and grab Americans?
Possibly.
Because that's a bigger market for them to then grab as well.
I would be interested to know the percentage split of audience. What do you think that
I
looks
think
like?
The Grand Tour is more American now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'd say there's more American because there's more Americans.
Yeah, yeah.
But I wonder what that split actually looks
what
like.
What about Freddie?
Oh, Freddie Flintoff.
No, Tavarish.
Oh, potentially, but he's very busy.
He's very busy.
Very busy indeed.
Do you think he'd do it?
What did he say about Top Gear? I think he said he'd do it.
He did, but he wanted control, which we then said you would never get control. Because that's the other thing as well. Like, do they pick from people who are YouTubers as such? Which I know there was a lot of comments on the article that I was reading that a lot of people were speculating YouTubers.
Mm.
Do they pick YouTubers? But then YouTubers are so used to having complete control,
yeah.
Non-scripted content and everything like that. Like, so do they pick them or do they try and go with the traditional, find some ex-race driver, blah, 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 all that stuff?
I would also say as well, like, especially if they're going for bigger YouTubers, you know, like 2, 3, 4 million subscribers plus.
Yeah.
There is no way that any production company would be able to match that salary.
No.
No way in hell. The only reason that YouTubers probably go for this is because it's a vanity metric that they want to. You know, I always said to myself as a child, and Chris will back me up, I want to present Top Gear. Like I said that to you as a 15-year-old in your bedroom. And that never happened. And I'm totally over it now. Like I would prefer to do YouTube now because of the control thing.
Well, when I was growing up, and Luke will also agree that we looked at that and not necessarily said I want to be presenters, but we were like, that is like the dream job.
Yeah.
That is the dream, isn't it?
To Luke's go out based and do his what whole persona. Fuck.
None of it's this beer. It's this beer, honestly.
So,
Persona.
Passata.
Persona.
Passata sauce.
Off Jeremy Clarkson.
Yeah, he is very Jeremy Clarkson.
He is,
but a lot of people of our generation are.
Yeah.
Because we grew up watching them. And
in the world.
Like us the other day when we went to Amsterdam. You know, we come up with random quotes from Top Gear. Like, I don't know where we're going to end up. Somewhere maybe Lille. That was a quote from their, you know, Bugatti Veyron trip. You know, little stuff like that. And, you know, it was so good that certain things stick in your mind.
Mm.
Random things, random quotes.
Yeah.
Like, random jokes that they did, you know, it just sticks with you.
So the question is, the new presenting team, do you think we'll ever be quoting those people? Or do we think that we've missed the boat because we're now too old?
Well, you're definitely...
Shut up! We're all in our 30s. What are you on about?
No, you're too old.
I don't know. I just hope that whoever does take over and do it doesn't try too hard.
Do you know, Taylor, he's never heard of Brainiac.
I know, we had this discussion.
I know, I couldn't believe this.
Dr. Myang Lee. I know Dr. Myang Lee inside and out.
You do.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she has an OnlyFans.
Does she?
No, she does not. I've looked.
Oh, bleeding heck. So, yeah, what do we think? A three presenter lineup?
I think it will be a three presenter. I think it will be a duo.
So an existing duo?
I think an existing duo, and then they'll get a race.
Laurel and Hardy?
Yeah, so some...
Kevin and Perry?
Ant or Deck. I think they'll get an existing duo with a racing driver.
Interesting.
Yeah, so then they'll have the comedic effect of the duo with the racing driver.
I could be the racing driver.
Well, you never know, actually.
Do you think...
All those donut people, they're all quitting, aren't they?
Do you think...
That's true.
That Chris Harris... would end up going over to...
Oh, I don't think so. No. I think he's been stung too badly.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
Because what's he doing now?
I don't know. He's doing his own YouTube channel now, isn't he?
Is he?
I think he's back on that now, yeah.
Mm. I thought Chris Harris hated YouTube.
Yeah,
but... he took the piss out of YouTubers, yeah.
No, he took the piss out of YouTubers. I don't think he hates YouTube. But I think he's doing his own thing. Because he's no longer with Collecting Cars, is he?
So you don't think Chris Harris would join the Grand Tour?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Because, do you know what? In all fairness, I think he presented Top Gear really well. Yeah. And I actually enjoyed watching Chris Harris.
I think Rory Reid was probably the best thing about Top Gear as well.
Do you think so?
Yeah, I really do. He's now doing fifth gear.
I just saw that announced.
Yeah, that's quite interesting. With Vicky Butler-Henderson and...
I like Vicky.
Jason Harris. No, shit. Jason Plato.
Yeah.
The
two original fifth gear.
Touring driver. Yeah. I went about 15, 20 years ago, I went on work experience with fifth gear and... Jason Plato was driving a 911 GT2 around Silverstone. And I was just there, just fanboying. It was fantastic. Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
That's my story. Mm. Really boring story, apparently.
Cool.
No, yeah, cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Nice.
Okay.
So, I don't know. It's a tough one.
Would you watch? You'd watch?
I would watch to see what it's like, yeah. Okay. But whether I'd continue watching.
Oh, that's true.
The thing is, everyone will watch the first one or few to see what it's like and whatever. But it shows if people don't continue to watch it, then it's not entertaining.
Mm. Indeed. Very interesting times ahead. And probably next year or so, we'll probably start seeing stuff.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
All right. Let's move this podcast on to something that I like to call Daily Weekend Scrap. Have you seen this already?
Oh, no. I thought this was going to be the other section. Okay.
What section?
The Weird Stories with Chris.
No, not yet.
Okay.
You have to think of a car, by the way, for 20 questions. Ready?
Okay. Yeah.
What is it? Is it an 840 CI? Because I own one of those. Hello, Daddy. Right, I'm the
I've
daddy.
I've got one.
Okay. Daily Weekend Scrap.
Okay.
First car. Rory, can you read that?
I got my glasses.
It says Aston Martin Vantage Manual.
Oh.
Second car, it says Land Rover Defender.
Oh.
And third car, it says E46 330i Supercharged Touring. Very weirdly specific.
Kai, any chance did you pick those? Because that just happens to be what Rory owns.
No, they just happen just to pop into my brain. So, Rory, Daily Weekend or Scrapman, why is there an Aston Martin Vantage manual on the list?
So, selling some cars and saving off a bit.
Have you been doing quite well on selling your cars?
Yeah, I have, actually.
Wow. Yeah.
And the Aston Martin might be happening very soon. And that is my I cannot tell you how much that is my dream. Ever since I've known you guys, I've harped on about having
It was literally today. You're like, I quite fancy one.
Okay, yeah. All right.
I saw one. I earn so much money, I just fancy one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Just so I can drive it into Daddy's driveway and say, Daddy, I've got an Aston Martin.
Look, I finally made it. Daddy, love me, Daddy.
Oh, my God. Jesus Christ.
Maybe we should try that, Taylor.
What?
Say, Daddy, love me.
No, because I've never experienced that.
But I'm a daddy and I love you, son.
Get off my leg.
This is what daddies do, isn't it, with their sons?
Oh, God.
Right, okay. Daily Weekend or Scrap. What would you daily drive out of the Aston Martin Vantage Manual, Land Rover Defender, or BMW E46 330i Supercharged Touring?
I think we're probably all going to pick the same thing.
Daily driver.
I think we are picking all the same thing.
Are we daily driving the E46?
We are.
Okay, so we can tie. Oh, it's a toss up between the Aston Martin Vantage Manual and a Land Rover Defender.
I hate you so much.
How much have you invested in that?
How deep are you into that?
The Nando? Defender?
Yeah, defender, yeah. It's about 30, isn't it?
About 30, yeah. Right,
that'd
yeah,
be
yeah.
a terrible waste.
And how much is the Advantage manual?
It's about just below 30.
Just below 30, okay. Yeah. So we're obviously going to weekend the defender because it's worth more money.
No. There's a difference there in what you said.
Right.
How much have I spent and how much is worth? It's very different.
Oh, things. Yeah, true. Yeah. Okay. Okay. What's a weekend toy there, Rory?
It would be the Aston Martin.
It would be the Aston, wouldn't it? So you want to scrap, that's your final offer?
I don't want to scrap the Land Rover Defender. You want to.
The car that you spent £30,000 on.
Look.
You need to sell that.
You should scrap.
No, because if I sell it, it's admitting the fact that I'm going to be losing a lot of money.
Just sell it. Are you keeping that car out of stubbornness?
Yes.
And spite.
I'm keeping that because at the moment, unless I sell it, it's not a loss.
So you can't add it to your 90,000.
I can't
list.
Add it because it's not a loss at the
right,
moment.
Okay. So as soon as he sells that, which he will, that 90,000 jumps up to over £100,000. You're into triple figures, my friend. Triple figures, £100,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's actually six figures.
Triple, 100. Yeah, you know what I mean. Oh, it's Gareth Potter. I'm going to decline that at the moment. Thank you. Sorry. Bye. Sell it.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Sell it.
No.
Don't be so stubborn, Rory.
How much to buy that car? If anyone here wants your
How much would
defender,
you buy that car off me for?
I would literally give you 500 quid.
I'd give you 600.
I'm out. What is an offer that someone would give you and then you would take? Accept.
30 grand.
All right, let's move on. Let us move on to...
No. What are you guys picking?
It's the same as you. I'd daily the 330 and weekend the Aston.
I just want to scrap the Defender. Just scrap it.
Why do you hate my Defender so much?
Because it's just so shit. It's only good at one thing.
I don't like it.
I don't think... Is it good at anything? Is it really that good off-road?
Yeah.
Well, no, because all your kitchen cabinets go flying. Yeah. When you're off-road.
And your dodgy parquet flooring as well. Just crack.
It's so Birmingham. Oh, that car.
This is so happening next time for you. next podcast, this is your cars on here.
No, I'm not on it.
No,
I'm not around.
No. We're gonna.
I'm having
Phil,
another baby.
We're
going
to fill the 993 and the M3 touring.
Oh shit! Right, we're going to move on now to weird ways we've written off cars, and the reason that we're going to be talking about weird ways.
Wait, can we do the jingle?
The jing? What jingle?
Weird stories with Chris.
Weird stories with Chris. Hi, Chris. We can have your weird story with Chris. The reason we're talking about this is because Chris has a very interesting way in which he wrote off a motor vehicle. I don't think any of us can top it. But what we would like you to do at home, listening on the toilets or in your cars or wherever you are, to email in at
podcast@autoalexcars.com
and tell us if you have a more weird story of you writing off a motor vehicle. So Chris, if you would like to take the hot seat, please welcome everybody to Chris.
Wait, headphones.
Oh, yeah, headphones. Yeah, there we go. Hi, Chris.
Hello, Chris.
How are you?
I am good.
Are you good?
Yes.
What's been going on?
We moved into a unit. That was big.
Yeah.
Big for us.
Yeah.
Sold my R8.
Oh, you did?
I know. Yeah. Below what I wanted, but
you
know, the market's just designed
It's volatile.
Yeah. It's very volatile.
Very volatile.
And that went very smoothly. Nothing
good sale?
Happened.
Good
yeah,
sale?
Yeah. Nothing happened the next day.
No warranty claims?
No.
Oh, good.
Nothing. Yeah, the wheel didn't fall off.
The what?
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
That happened to me.
Is there
once.
A story?
I mean, I got a message from the man who was very nice saying, you tried to kill me.
Oh, was that actually the message?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
And then a photo of the wheel off.
The wheel had fallen off.
But it didn't do anything damaged anything else. So.
Yeah. It's just the wheel fell off.
Yeah. Nor was it my fault.
No. I mean, you didn't take the wheel off and then put it back on at any point,
I've been,
did you?
You know, driving that for 6 months. So.
Yeah.
You know.
It's just weird. Shit luck.
Weird how they fall
off. I think Taylor must have been at it because you've got
probably.
History, don't you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, Taylor, can you just tie up for me a little bit and everything went wrong?
So, Chris, I heard a story today that I don't think I've ever heard before.
Yeah.
And I've known you since we were 12 years old. I'm very hurt, disheartened, dismayed. but also very excited for you to share this story on the podcast. So a little bit of backstory. Where did you used to work, Chris?
So I used to work in aquariums and zoos.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And yeah, just get into the story about how you wrote off a car from the inside out.
Well, we went on a road trip, didn't we, with a Peugeot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Peugeot, what was it, 30? Was it my Peugeot?
Yeah, your Peugeot.
Yeah, Paddy.
Paddy.
Yeah, my 405 white estate
diesel.
I like
diesel. A 405.
It was fantastic. Cars, that was yeah. my Domino's pizza delivery motor vehicle.
Nice.
I used to run it on chip oil.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was brilliant. Yeah, yeah.
Great car.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah.
We drove it all the way to Portugal.
Yeah, all the way there and back.
With
yeah.
Gareth.
Great place to go. Maybe you guys should go there next time you do a trip.
Yeah.
Anyway, I like that car and my Alpha 145 blew up because that's
did.
What they do. And then, especially when you don't put oil in.
Yeah, and when you start, Chris used to start it up. Literally, he used to start it up and then just rag it up the road. It was fantastic. And every time I'd be like, Chris, just let it warm up. And he's like, really? And then he'd just forget. And the next day, start up, rag. It was great.
Yeah. I only did that with you. I was showing off.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I didn't do it like in front of my mum, right? Mum, look. Yeah, it blew up. And so I bought a 306 estate, which was great.
Same engine.
We called it Junior, as in Junior of Paddy.
Yeah, but yours was the non-turbo diesel.
Yeah,
it
very
was
reliable.
Dog shit slow.
Incredibly slow. Yeah. And then all the trim on the foam on the steering wheel had come loose. So it was like rotating.
Oh, that's like, nice.
He was
nice.
Trying to like, grab a hot donut. And then, so bought that car. We put some red stripes on there.
Yeah.
We were quite drunk, so they weren't very straight.
No,
same.
Same.
Yeah. Anyway. So I was there at the aquarium. We had these sharks that lived there. Actual sharks, yeah.
What sharks shark? Were they?
It was big.
Wow.
About as big as me.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I'm medium-sized human.
Yeah.
That's quite a big shark.
Yeah.
Zebra shark, very endangered.
Yeah.
And the shark was getting more and more ill by the day.
Yeah.
And we had the vet out to look at it and all that kind of stuff. Did everything we could.
Yeah.
And then, as always happens, on the one day where I was there just on my own.
Yeah.
It died.
Oh, no.
I know.
Was it old or just ill?
No, it had a disease.
Oh, shit.
It had a goiter. Humans get that too. Then your neck gets big.
Oh, right.
Yeah, well, I had to feed it squid with iodine hidden inside.
Really?
It. Yeah, and then sometimes the other fish would get the iodine squid. You had to write it down in a book. Yeah. Trevaliate, too many iodine squids today. Fucking weird job. Anyway, so I was like, oh, no, it's very endangered.
Yeah.
And I couldn't do an autopsy myself because I'm not a vet. So I put it in a big box to take to the vet.
How did you lug this thing about?
With someone from the cafe.
Really?
Yeah, we put it in a sheet. God. And then I was like, what are we going to put this in to take it to the vet? It's not like we didn't have a van.
Yeah.
So I put it in a ski box. And then I put it.
A ski box? What's a
ski box, like a long, roof box, but fragile.
Yeah.
Just for putting your skis in.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, do we rent a van? Like, what do we do? This has never happened before. And they were like, just use your car. And I was like, well, it's quite economical. They're charging mileage.
Oh,
so I'll make some money.
Nice,
I was
nice.
Very poor.
Yeah.
And then, so I was driving in that up on the M3, would have been.
Yeah.
Yeah. Towards the vet. Mm-hmm. Take it to the vet.
Yeah.
Shark in the back behind me. I used to sleep in the back of the car on long trips.
Yeah, as you do.
Yeah, yeah.
And you had a dead shark in your boot.
Yeah, just chilling.
With the seats down.
Yeah, seats down, nice and flat.
Nice and flat, yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to, like, it was, yeah.
So your car at that time was a shark hearse?
Yeah, it was, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, 306, I'd recommend them for that.
Yeah, fantastic.
Specific. Yes. Yeah, anyway, I wasn't really paying attention. And then I went into the back of a pile-up on the motorway.
Oh, shit.
A lot of cars, probably 3 or 4.
Yeah.
Lovely sunny day, no real reason for it, just boom. And then a guy went into the back of me as well. And the shark inside its little case came through between the middle of the seats at speed. And then it came out of its box through the side of the box and its head went inside of the dash.
Oh my God.
Like the whole dash went in and then the shark exploded.
What?
Yeah. So of course this all happened like in an instant and it all went all in my mouth and everywhere. So I was in shock and I was like looking at myself. I was like, oh my God, I'm bleeding.
You've died, yeah.
But it wasn't me, it was the shark bits.
Oh,
that is grim.
Yeah.
That is so grim.
When sharks are dead, they smell like lactic acid, which is like very sour. So I really smelled.
Yeah.
And then the police came along.
Oh, no.
After a while, and they were looking in the car. So they were like, they like gave me a funny look. They were like, they didn't even say anything. And I was like, I've got paperwork.
And then the policeman said, no, I've got a lot of paperwork to fill out.
Yeah. And then the vet came along after a long time. I was there for ages waiting.
What, so you were in the pile-up?
Yeah.
And then a vet had to come to the pile-up?
Yeah, because I was like, I have to get this thing autopsied. Like, it's got more rights than I do, even
on the motorway?
Yeah.
So you had to wait with it?
Yeah. On the hard, the car was destroyed.
Yeah.
It wasn't going anywhere.
Oh, right. Yeah.
It was scrapped. Which is a detail I'll come to later.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, the vet rocked up in his TD V6.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, brand
new.
Yeah. Obviously, it's a good game to be in. And he poked his head around the window. He goes, I think I know what the cause of death is. Yeah. So, yeah, it exploded.
Oh, no.
And yeah, the car was written off. However,
yeah.
The reason why you never heard about this is because you and me and Gareth went to buy a GTV. Do you remember?
Vaguely.
Yeah. We looked at an E30. Anyway, it was a whole thing. It was a long time ago. We're very old. 1920.
Yeah.
And we part exchanged junior for that.
Yeah.
Then I crashed it. So I had to cough up the rest of the money.
Oh, shit.
I was very poor. It was difficult. And I was a bit embarrassed that I crashed. So there we go.
Yeah.
Insurance didn't cover it.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah. The insurance didn't cover it.
Like the damage to my car. I think I was third party.
Oh, bloody hell.
Being like 20.
Jesus. Mm. So you've had exploded shark in your mouth.
Yeah.
And all over your face.
Yeah. Full facial.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And if you think you can beat that story, then write in at
AutoAlexCars.com.
Well, you can shout, can't you?
Podcast@AutoAlexCars.com.
He's on Grindr again, isn't he? Bleeding neck. Well, thank you very much, Chris. That was a very good story.
Okay.
Did you ever tell Alex about the story in Bulgaria?
No.
Maybe that's a story for next week.
Yeah.
That's a really good story.
Is it?
Oh, it's
are these all the stories that Chris was telling in the Airbnb before tracks?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I missed out on all of these stories.
The Bulgaria story is really good.
Okay. Oh, Chris, maybe you should, and the week story after... Time. Tell everyone the story that you told at my wedding in your
I don't know if you mean the
the Capri story.
It was more than 10 years, so it's fine.
No, the statute limitations is a thing. Yeah,
maybe we shouldn't do that.
No, either. I've never done anything wrong ever.
Except just for leave that. It at that. No, that was very wrong.
That was
the most wrong a person could be. Okay, well, thank you very much, Chris. That was a very good story. And we'll hear more stories from Chris very soon.
Yeah.
Okay.
Unless everyone hates him.
Oh,
in which case,
well,
just
now they're
email
all
going
to queue up, aren't they?
No.
Yeah, it's fine. I want to hear about any write-offs of cars you may have had.
I don't actually have any good ones, actually.
Taylor,
you've got some quite good ones.
Right, I'm going, bye.
Bye. Thanks, Chris. Bye. Let's move it on, because we literally cannot top that.
Yeah, no, I can't top a shark right in the interior of a car.
So let's close this podcast with 20 questions. Taylor, you're up.
Go on, Em.
Right, question
hit me with
number one.
Is it European?
No, don't be so boring.
Okay.
Don't be so boring, man. Okay. Is it a hatchback?
Yes.
Oh.
Is it European?
Oh, for Christ. Yeah. Why do you have to think about it? Is it a German manufacturer?
No.
Mm.
British?
Yes.
Oh, is it an MG?
No.
Is the manufacturer still going?
No.
Rover?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Question seven.
Is it... Rover. Is it pre-2000s?
Or does it cross over into?
I think it crosses over into.
Is it a Rover 200 BRM?
No. I don't know what question number we're on, shit.
Eight.
Okay. Are you just saying that?
No, it's okay. I was right though. It's BRM, isn't it?
Yeah. The one with the orange mouth.
Yeah.
I quite like those.
So it's a Rover hatchback.
Is it a hot hatch?
Not really.
A warm hatch?
Not really.
Jeez. Is it a... Oh no, it wouldn't be a Rover Metro, would it? Is it a... Oh, Christ. What Rover hatchbacks are there?
Well, I don't know. Is it a Rover Metro?
Number 10, I think that is.
Yeah, but he said it's like 90s to 2000s. A Metro? Are you mad, bruv? Are you actually mad?
He didn't actually confirm.
Yeah, but... All right. Is it a variant of a Rover 200?
11, no.
Was this a special edition
12
Rover?
No.
Okay. So we're thinking a normal Rover hatchback.
A normal Rover hatchback. God, I am so shit.
I don't know any.
And it's not a 200. I was so happy with that question 7 having Rover. Is it a? Come on, Rover.
Rover. Rover.
Rover. It's not a 200 variant at all. You said that already, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is it a Rover?
Is it a Range?
A Range Rover.
Is that a question?
No.
No. Would you find said car on Facebook Marketplace today?
13, probably.
Okay, so it's a common car. It's a common Rover.
Well, no, you can find any car on Facebook Marketplace.
No, but he said probably yes. So it's got to be quite common. Rover. Oh, is it a Rover Citigo? No, a fucking Rover. What's it called? What's their car? Rover Streetwise.
14. No.
Oh, Rover Citigo. That's literally the only two Rover hatchbacks I know. A Streetwise and a 200.
People on the other end of this podcast are screaming.
I don't care.
Scratching at the walls.
Is the model a number?
15, I think. No.
Oh, it's a name.
It's a name. Okay.
A Rover. Rover, Ranger, Range Rover, Ranger Street.
Well, now we're never going to get it.
No, we have to. It's a Rover.
I don't know any Rovers. I wasn't old enough. You should know this.
If this is a 90s to 2000s car.
Yeah, that's your history. I was a child.
Yeah, I was during the
I
war.
Was also a child.
No, you weren't.
I was a child in the 90s,
no,
man.
No, you're in the 40s. You're in your 40s.
You'd already served in World War II at that point.
Is it a Rover 800?
He just said 16. It wasn't a number.
No. Oh, yeah.
No, I meant you can't retract that. Right, 16, okay, you've got four okay.
Come on,
left.
Man.
Is it a Rover Vitesse?
17, no.
Is it a Rover SD1?
18, no.
Is it a Range Rover?
19.
What are you doing, man?
You just said a number.
No.
Is
you've
it?
You've got one question. Remaining. If you don't get this, you two are thick. No. Just thick.
A Rover. Stick him in there. Rover.
This is like the
Rover.
Toyota pickup all over again, isn't it?
Toyota Hilux, wasn't
like
it?
Toyota Hilux, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
But somehow we just didn't say Toyota.
Is it? Ah, oh, come on. Rover.
People are screaming.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, everyone. But hold on. My brain. I'm just going through Rover models. And I'm out. Is it? I can only see the 200.
Think.
It's a hatchback.
Yes.
And it was a popular hatchback.
Well, that's not a question, but yes. Popular. Is it not a street ride? Is it a Rover? What's smaller than a Rover 200?
I didn't even know what a Rover 200
was. I'm going to give you a clue.
All right.
I'm going to allow you one clue because you got this far.
Yeah.
It featured on Top Gear.
Everything has featured on Top Gear.
That's a clue. A clue is a clue.
Oh, God.
And it didn't get the best of reviews.
I'm out.
Is it a Rover Range?
Is that a question?
Yeah. What is it?
You're incorrect. You have failed. You very nearly said it about 5 questions ago because you said Rover City. It's a City Rover.
Oh, you bitch.
That's a you City
are
Rover.
Such a bitch.
How did you not get that? The City Rover.
No one's going to get that. I do remember it, though. And I'm very sorry to frustrate everyone. And with that, you're going to be very frustrated because we are now calling it there. Thank you very much for listening with your ear holes and eye holes. And we will see you next time. Any more for any more?
No, that's it.
All right. You look deflated.
No, I've got to edit the podcast now.
You do have to edit the podcast now. Martin Franklin is coming out today, Wednesday.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. We will see you next week. Goodbye.
Bye.
Love you. Bye.